And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Friday the 15th of March 2024. A new report into child poverty has called on the government to bring education infrastructure into the fight whilst recommending a number of plans of action. The report, titled An Evidence-Based Plan for Addressing Poverty With and Through Schools, has been published by Child of the North and the Centre for Young Lives, and suggested that schools and nurseries should take the lead on tackling child poverty thanks to their anchoring role in deprived communities. A number of recommendations have been made on the back of the report, with these culminating in a proposed plan to remove the barriers to education that are brought along by poverty. The Department for Health and Social Care has announced that investment will be committed to boosting innovative social care projects around the country. Over the course of 2023-24 and 2024-25, the Accelerating Reform Fund will inject a total of £42.6 million worth of backing for innovation initiatives across the nation, with £20 million of this being allocated to local authorities. The Accelerating Reform Fund will help with the expansion of community-based care models through innovation and digital tools. West Midlands Combined Authority has confirmed a new partnership with Homes England, which will boost house building in the region. Having signed a Memorandum of Understanding, the West Midlands Strategic Place Partnership outlines how both organisations plan on achieving their shared goals of creating communities and places from derelict brownfield land. This is the fifth SPP that Homes England have signed, following agreements with Greater Manchester, West Yorkshire, South Yorkshire and South Essex. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.